You're listening to 123 on Phoenix FM, and it's time for some live music. The Prismism Project, also known as Greg Hummel, has recently been making waves in the local alternative remixing scenes in London and Kent. The Prismism Project is about alternative electronic production, live looping, and sampling performance. Well, I'm keen to learn a bit more about this, so I'm pleased to welcome Greg to Phoenix today. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Now, all I hear about you from other local musicians is that you're amazing. But let's start at the beginning. What got you interested in making music in the first place?
Oh, in the first place? I guess it's probably going back 8 or 9 years. I think I just decided that I wanted to play guitar, really. And I sort of dug out my mum's old guitar, which is probably over 30 years old, from the garage.
Right.
I just sort of gave that a go for a couple of years with my brother, and I think eventually sort of started guitar lessons, got my first electric guitar for Christmas, and sort of sought to join a band, really.
Okay, so it sounds like you come from a musical family, do you?
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
I think my mum sort of packed it in after a couple of years and can't really remember anything about guitar playing. She always says that she has too small hands for guitar playing, was always her excuse.
Right.
And, well, my brother's a bass player, bassist in the Lights.
Yep, that's Ross, yeah.
And I've tried to give my dad a couple of guitar lessons in the past, but he's tried to learn before and not quite hacked it yet either.
Okay, well, he sounds like me then. I gave up trying to play the guitar years ago. Now, Prismism Project, why the name?
I'm terrible with names, as probably come on to later, and it took me ages to decide on something, but I think it was just, I sort of just went through some of my favourite band's songs and chose a name that sounded cool. So it comes from a song by the band Battles off their first album. So it was originally just Prismism, but there seems to be another producer using that name, so I've added the project bit for ease of finding on social media.
Right. Now, you're also playing bands, and over the years you've played in different bands. How many bands have you been in?
there's a fair few, and it's sort of a varied sort of number of bands as well. There's been sort of indie and metal and hardcore.
Right.
And sort of shoegaze alternatives. So I think this project is something completely different to what I've done in the past.
Sure. Okay. Well, one of your bands at the moment is The Lights, haven't you? And you recently performed at the Oxjam Festival.
Yes.
Both as a solo artist and in The Lights, yeah?
Yeah.
And at the moment, I believe you're at university. What are you studying?
I'm studying music technology.
Thought you might be. Well, I've witnessed your guitar playing, and I have to agree, you are indeed amazing. But what you're going to do for us today is a bit different from playing in a band. I want to find out more about how that actually works in a while. But first, let's hear some music. What are you going to perform for us first?
It is my remix of a local Canterbury based band called Magnets, and it's of their song Ghosting.
Okay, let's hear it now.
Thank you.
Well, that's absolutely amazing, Greg. Quite something indeed. Right, we'll be back with Greg Hummel and Prismism Project in just a few moments. We just heard Prismism Project and Ghosting. Absolutely amazing. Can you tell us how you, as a solo musician, Greg, managed to put all that together into a live performance? Can you explain the process?
I can try.
Yep.
I think the whole idea of the sort of live performance was to try and sort of differentiate myself from most sort of electronic musicians who would just sort of use one MIDI controller, I guess, and just sort of play their track or track stems and just sort of, I guess, just edit that live with one controller. So I tried to play as much as I possibly can live with sort of live instruments, using sort of main stage to loop guitar parts and bass parts and keyboard parts. And usually I will try and sort of loop everything and sort of drum over the top. But I've been sort of sampling most of the drums here today, as I couldn't quite get a drum kit.
Sure,
we should
explain to the listeners the kind of setup that you've got here. I mean, what I can see is a guitar, a keyboard, various buttons and pedals, and a laptop. Can you maybe sort of run through the equipment you use?
Yeah. It's basically my guitar is running through a Boss DD7 delay pedal, which is my favourite pedal in the world. Okay. I've had it for a couple of years, and it's brilliant. And then I've got a Digitech whammy pedal, which I've borrowed from my mate Ash.
Right.
Shout out to him. And that's for sort of putting my guitar down an octave to deal with the guitar parts. Sometimes do use a bass guitar, if I can borrow my brother's.
Okay.
And then I've got sort of a large keyboard for keyboard parts, and a small, like a Akai Mini, she's borrowed from Tim, so shout out to him. And that's got the pads for sort of adding the samples. And that all runs through Logic's main stage program, which sort of loops it, and I can have my virtual instruments for sampling on there.
Okay, well, that's way above my head, but I'm sure there's some musos out there that understand all that. It seems incredibly technically complex. You're using looping, which requires sort of immaculate timing, I imagine. Does it ever go wrong when you perform live?
Yes. Yeah, it's only things to remember that, it has occasionally gone wrong in the past. I think as soon as I can, I need to add a little bit of RAM to my Mac as well, as it seems to be struggling a little bit with all the things I'm trying to get it to do.
So, yeah, well, basically you've got lots and lots of parts of bits of tracks that you're assembling live as you go along. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so this is a solo project, and as we said earlier, you've played in quite a lot of bands. What led you to go solo?
I guess sort of being at uni, I was away from everybody, all my sort of old bandmates. So, and I couldn't really, I don't know, after a couple of months, I think it was around this time last year, I still hadn't started sort of a band project at uni. So I decided to start sort of remixing bands.
Right.
So I got hold of some stems from a couple of local bands and a couple of bands I liked, and just put out a couple of remixes. And I guess it just grew from that, really, just the sort of projects I was doing on the side, away from coursework, and eventually just started writing some of my own songs. And it was only a couple of months ago that the uni started doing a Battle of the Bands competition that I decided to sort of put together a live set for it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think all of the songs were written before I had any idea really how I was going to perform it live.
Okay.
So it's been a sort of process of trying to fit them into my live setup.
Right. Now, you say you get stems from bands from their recordings. This is the original recording, is it? Can you explain that term?
Stem is, yeah, basically the original recording, but sort of one track. So a stem would be like the guitar track.
Okay.
On its own, or sort of the bass track or the drum track.
And there's several of those to make up an entire song, yeah.
Yeah.
And you did a fantastic remix of Alt J's Breeze Blocks as well. Do you have to ask permission to do these things, or?
Usually you have to ask permission, because right, most of the stems, we have to get from the bands themselves.
Okay.
The Alt J ones, the band put online.
Oh, right.
So I think anyone can, I think they're still up, so anyone can download them.
They were more or less inviting people to do remixes.
To remix them.
Okay, great. All right. So let's hear some more music now. What's up? What's coming up next?
It's another remix. Not sure if I should say this, but it's by the sort of a math rock band called You Slut. And it's of their song 15.
Charming. Well, all right, let's hear it now. That's Prismism Project and 15. Absolutely fantastic once again, Greg. We'll be back with Greg Hummel, Prismism Project, in just a moment. Phoenix FM, this is 123 with me, Bob Simpson, and my guest in the studio is talented young musician Greg Hummel, who is Prismism Project. So what you're doing really is you're reinterpreting the music of other artists when you remix. What are the most rewarding aspects of that?
I guess it's just trying to put a sort of completely different take on something that another band have put out. I think that remix, I think, is a bit different to the rest, because usually I just sort of take the vocals and try and build like a completely different song around it, sometimes sort of changing the key and tempo and then just sampling in the vocals. But as that one didn't have any vocals, it was sort of sampling in their guitar parts and also sort of took some of the drums and percussion in the second half and tried to put it into a different time signature. Very interesting to do.
It sounds like it's even more complicated than we could possibly imagine,
Probably just my way of trying to explain it.
No, I don't know. I mean, how long does it take you, start to finish, to actually put together all these parts and get them in an order that is playable and produce a final sort of song? Is that...
It really differs, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the original songs that I've been working on now, been sort of working on for months, really, sort of 5 or 6 months now, and they're almost finished. But some of the remixes, I guess, vary between sort of months, but the Magnets one I think I did in about a week.
Wow. Okay.
So if I have sort of enough free time and feel inspired and it sort of fits into place, it doesn't take too long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you said, you've been working on your own compositions, and I think we're going to hear one of those in a moment. Do you find it more rewarding performing your own compositions?
I guess so, yeah. I really want to sort of bring as many of them as possible into my live set. I think I've mostly done the remixes today just because they're sort of... I guess I've worked on them a bit more, so they're a bit tidier.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah, I'm sort of almost at the point now where I can... mainly my own material at live sets, which I'm sort of looking forward to doing.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to writing some new stuff now that I know how I'm going to perform it live, which should make it easier.
Yeah, sure. So the actual songwriting process, do you find that difficult or does it come easy to you?
I think it's beginning to get easier. I think I've been doing this about a year now, I guess, and at first I think I only really got into sort of electronic music when I started uni, so it was trying to write in a completely different style to me. So it was difficult at first, but yeah, I'm starting to, I guess it's getting easier as I carry on.
Good, okay. So you're studying music, you're performing music. What do you do outside of music?
Oh, no, I think it's a sort of joke with my friends. That's pretty much most of my time is spent on music. I think I'm far too into music. I don't really watch any TV. Much rather just sort of listen to music and that.
Music's your life.
Basically. Sort of giving up most sports after starting uni.
Right. And where do you hope for it to go? Say, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
I think music's difficult to get into, but the dream is, I guess, to finish my uni course and have a studio to work in, basically, and where I can sort of produce, whether it be for this project or just as a sound engineer for bands and artists, as well as sort of finding time to perform as much as possible, really.
Sure.
So it's a dream, but we'll see.
Well, you know, you certainly seem to have the talent for it, and what we've heard today is just truly excellent, and you're amazing to watch as well. We'll hear one last track for you in a moment, but first, could you tell us where we could find out a bit more about you and Prismism Project?
It's on most social media. I think it's Prismism UK is the thing to type in for most things. It's at Prismism UK on Twitter and facebook.com/PrismismUK and soundcloud.com/PrismismUK, I think. Or just sort of Google Prismism Project and you should find it.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we've been taking some videos of you performing today, and we'll try and get them on the Phoenix FM website for everybody to look at. So it's one more track, and this is one of your own compositions. Tell us about this one.
This is, will be my first single, which I shall be releasing very, very soon, as soon as it's mastered by my friend Dan of Twisted Like Karma Productions. I've been struggling for a title for this one.
Yep.
I think it's currently called Working Title.
Okay, right.
And yeah, it's be my first original composition up on my SoundCloud.
Okay, lovely. Well, just before we hear that, just remains for me to say thank you so much for performing for us today. Much enjoyed talking to you, Greg, and listening to your music. Good luck with your music and your studies, and come back and see us again soon.
I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's Prismism Project and Working Title.
Cheers.